Look, if you're still buying weed from some guy named Trevor in a parking lot, you're doing it wrong. Mood.com delivers legal THC products straight to your door. Gummies, vapes, flower, the good stuff. No sketchy DMs, no med card. Just add to cart, check out, and boom, it's at your doorstep. It's legal in all 50 states thanks to the Farm Bill, and Mood's products actually work. Seriously, this isn't gas station garbage. It's small batch, lab tested, real results. Go to mood.com, use code FIRST20 for 20% off, and never run dry again. That's mood.com. Go get lit, legally.
If you're a custodial supervisor at a local high school, you know that cleanliness is key, and that the best place to get cleaning supplies is from Grainger. Grainger helps you stay fully stocked on the products you trust, from paper towels and disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Plus, you can rely on Grainger for easy reordering, so you never run out of what you need. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Well, party's starting early today, isn't it?
To more of Early Break.
Simple, you are an idiot.
On 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
With all this discussion about Cove in Minneapolis, you should know that today is Wednesday, and you can get steak just down the road in Ashland at Ruhlman Steakhouse. They're open for lunch and dinner all the way through Sunday. Stop by and see Phil. Filet mignon, Genevieve sirloin, you like to get there, New York strip for Bill, or walleye, Chilean sea bass, the crab rice, the cookie skillet of dreams.
The mashed potatoes
are very good.
Oh, the mashed potatoes.
And, again, just a reminder, for the game on Friday, they have a buffet.
How pricey is it?
Not pricey at all.
$15 left in a bowl of soup at Cove.
Yes.
$15 left. You want to get a bowl of soup for true. 48, or for $33, you want an entire buffet.
I don't know.
Make your pick.
That's the best sell you can make. I mean,
right there.
One bowl of soup is $48 in Minneapolis.
Right now, if you want to spend the same amount of money, you could get a half a bowl of soup or a two-thirds bowl of soup at Cove. Or get a full buffet at Ruhlman's and get a chance to talk to Phil. Phil will not be at Cove.
No, he'll be at probably a packed steakhouse at Ruhlman's for the game.
Yes.
A lot of TVs. Enjoy the action. Enjoy an all-you-can-eat buffet for just $33. Incredible.
Hmm.
Ruhlman's Steakhouse this Friday.
It's
open
not
today,
wrong.
Though.
Segura Wagyu brisket, $48. Smoked brisket.
Bisque. It's brisket, you said? Wagyu brisket or bisque?
You said bisque earlier.
Oh, no, it's brisket.
Okay, now we have a problem. Because you did say the word, you heard bisque.
I thought I heard
bisque. Bisque is definitely a
okay, so there's no soup. So
there might be a soup of some
still,
sort.
Still
there.
Better to be at Ruhlman's.
Yeah.
Sagura Wagyu brisket. Smoked brisket, cilantro, garlic rice, charro beans, house barbecue. That sounds pretty good.
Brisket, it makes more sense.
It makes sense. Okay,
now they're off the hook there, but yeah. Still. But Ruhlman's is a great place locally to go to.
Phil.
Locally.
Go see Phil. I just saw this, by the way. This is not official yet, but it does appear that because of how bad Penn State is, that was going to be the obvious choice for a big noon kickoff on November 1st, Penn State, Ohio State. It appears that we're trending, unfortunately for Nebraska fans, to USC, Nebraska, 11 a.m. November 1st. Not official, not done, but right now...
Who said that?
I just saw from several outlets.
Really?
Believe that. Not done yet. Could change. But it appears it's trending toward big noon kickoff being in Lincoln, November 1st for 11 a.m. kickoff, USC, Nebraska.
Ooh. Huge advantage, Nebraska.
It's still unfortunate. You want that to be a night game. That's a...
Oh, you want a night game or the three? Yeah, yeah. No, it's horrible to have it for the fans. No.
But this is a big size.
It is.
Yeah, it's
on November 1.
November 1,
yeah.
11 a.m.
Yeah.
On a big game, yeah.
Might be 80 degrees, though, the way things
right now, it looks like they're just 78, light south breeze. You'll love it. Put sunscreen on when you head in.
Yes. So we'll see if that's official. But
what are we talking about? Can I interject some sports?
Sure.
Interject some sports, if I could. I just want to hit on one quick. I hit a topic like that I'd throw it out real quick. This is, again, Steve, you've been through this on the ratings. This blew my mind. Mm-hmm. This blows my mind. Notre Dame, where are they ranked? 13th.
You know that feeling when your day finally slows down and you just want to relax, unplug, and feel good? That's where Mood.com comes in. They're changing the game, delivering legal THC products right to your door, no shady dealers, and absolutely no medical card required, just good vibes and better sleep, shipped straight from their farm to your couch. From delicious THC gummies, smooth vape pens, to premium THC flower, Mood has it all. And everything's federally legal under the 2018 Farm Bill. Yeah, this isn't some loophole. It's the real deal. Head to Mood.com and use code FIRST20 for 20% off your first order. That's MOOD.com. Find your mood.
If you're a custodial supervisor at a local high school, you know that cleanliness is key, and that the best place to get cleaning supplies is from Grainger. Grainger helps you stay fully stocked on the products you trust, from paper towels and disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Plus, you can rely on Grainger for easy reordering, so you never run out of what you need. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Their losses are to number 2, Miami, number 4, Texas A&M, adds up to a 6. Okay. Illinois, not ranked. 2 losses to Ohio State, 1, Indiana, 3. Okay. That's their 2 losses. Okay. Notre Dame does not have a win over a ranked team. Illinois does. Mm. They beat USC.
They did. Mm.
How can that be? Mm. One team is 13th, one's not ranked, their resume is better than Notre Dame's.
Is it 63-10?
What's that?
The
63-10 game. I agree. It hurts that, but it's like in the end, a loss only counts as a loss. But but they've also have a big win. Notre Dame's wins are against unranked Purdue, Arkansas, Boise State, NC State.
Style points aren't something we'd look at.
Well, you can't unsee it. Yeah. I agree with that. But they did beat USC.
Yes.
They have a big win.
They did beat USC. They did.
And then
you can't
be like,
erase that.
Because right now you can say, okay, maybe they shouldn't be ranked ahead of Notre Dame, which we can make an argument they should be. They're not ranked.
They're not ranked.
They're not in the top 25.
Is anybody causing a stink?
Well, I saw part of it when they talked about the losses. Then I went through the wins last night and I go, hold it now. Only one team has a quality win. Notre Dame does not have a quality win. Doesn't have one.
So they get they probably benefit from being Notre Dame and then last year
preseason
being in the playoffs.
Preseason number 5. They get that's their benefit.
That's what
runner
it is.
Up last year.
Yeah.
Right.
And now Illinois was what preseason like 12th or
something.
Yeah,
top 15.
Hey, man, come on. This is a perception game, a lot of it. That's what it is. I mean, Notre Dame in perception just is always going to trump Illinois.
God, I hope so. I think Sevier's right. I hope he is. Even though I want to wager
about
with him.
What?
But Notre Dame, USC.
Why do you want Sevier to be right?
Well, 'cause I want USC to win.
Oh, you do.
I want USC to win, but I'd take the wager on the other.
I would lose out on $200.
$200. For sure. Did I get a bet on this? Is Sevier betting me anything? Because I tried to get in on that action. Have you?
What would you take?
I don't know. I'd like to wager.
I got Notre Dame straight up, and I feel really good about it.
That's what I'd want too.
Yeah.
But I do hope USC wins. I know you can't say that, but I do. I hope USC wins.
Because?
First of all, Nebraska needs that. Mm-hmm. If they lose, even though it's either ranked 20th, probably knocks them out of the top 25 again.
Yeah.
And
it
so
would.
Then you don't.
I wouldn't.
Yeah,
I suppose,
then it's like, okay, what are your quality wins at the end of the season going to be? Because it's going to, right now, there is the nightmare that's going on for every committee member. Just think about this. This is the conversation we just had. Mm-hmm. There's a team ranked 13th, a team unranked, with and their losses are to their Illinois' losses are to 1-3, and they're out. Mm-hmm. I mean that's insane.
Is this high? Notre Dame is a 9.5-point favorite this weekend,
all right?
Against hosting USC.
Now Notre Dame at the
scores.
Talk about a place that's going to be geeked up.
Yeah,
they will be.
Well, I love Notre Dame to win that game.
So if you could
straight
up.
Love them. Straight. I got Sevier,
I know you
up.
Listen if you want to wager. But
I'm
I do. I'm pulling
points.
For you, though. I'm pulling for you.
I'm not even giving points. I got, come on. So Dove and Cassio's.
Straight up.
Dove and Cassio's coming up.
Okay.
That's pretty good.
We'll watch that game closely for you.
Thanks.
When we come back, the mailbag and the song
bag.
Of the day is next on Early Break and the Ticket.
If you're a custodial supervisor at a local high school, you know that cleanliness is key and that the best place to get cleaning supplies is from Grainger. Grainger helps you stay fully stocked on the products you trust, from paper towels and disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Plus, you can rely on Grainger for easy reordering, so you never run out of what you need. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.